Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 26th through July 6th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only, some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Jeremy and Joe continues now
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Huntington Bank Studios, located at Ducky McSweeney's Pub. Here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
He's Joe, last original good guy. I'm the Huntington Bank bad boy. We are live from Ducky McSweeney's, watching some, actually you have a little bit of a break now for the soccer. But a great spot for you to watch your soccer coming up tonight. Great spot to hang out, have a good old time. Have a cold beer, have some food. There you go. Very, very good. Talking some Texans training camp questions. When will Tank Dell return, and how effective will he be?
I feel like that's the hardest question to answer. It's the one that has the most range of he could be out there day one of training camp and be ready to go and be an integral part of your lineup and your roster every single day, or they might keep playing it very, very slow and he's almost impossible to use
day one ish
or depend on. I feel it's impossible to guess with Tank Dell.
Yeah, I also think it'd be okay to like limit his exposure a little bit too.
I agree. What's the risk of, you know, putting him out there that early? Besides, I guess getting football shape at this point, like that's all you're really worried about. But like, he should never be in a preseason game.
Well, I mean, you gotta get him some work.
Okay, very limited in preseason.
I mean, he's going to need reps. He hasn't played since 2024.
Yeah, I want to make sure he's as healthy as possible, I think, at this point.
It's a huge wild card.
Yeah.
Huge wild card. Because, if he gets to 100% and he's right, I mean, what a weapon.
Oh, it's that first question of the skill room is a totally different answer. It's like, yeah, they definitely have enough juice with the skill position room if he's out there. But if he's not, which I'm operating under he's not really going to be available to you. And anything that he gives you is just a super bonus for this roster.
Yeah. I like that Caserio has built the room, though, like not dependent on Tank Dell.
Yeah.
You know, like if Tank gives you nothing, well, I think that they have enough there to be all right. And if he gives you something, it's like, okay, what a major boost. So, like, if he's 100%, I think it's a huge wild card, help X factor, helps you a ton. But also in the same breath, I think it's unfair to expect him to be 100%.
Yeah.
Because it's a pretty gruesome injury that he sustained. Tip the cap to how hard he worked to get back. Hey, C.J. Stroud set up to have an improved year.
Yeah, it's the question is, how do you evaluate that in training camp, right? It's what they talked about so far with the operation, you know, getting the line of scrimmage, operating things correctly on a consistent basis. And, you know, in the past I used to say I don't really care about training camp results. I would like to get some training camp reporting of the offense has successful days against the defense. You know, it's going to be challenging because it's the best defense in the NFL, arguably. But for the last 2 years, it's been, I mean, when I was working with Paul, he would go every day, he have his little notebook, and every day would be, yeah, the offense sucks. There's no chance to succeed. Getting some W's from the offense versus the defense in training camp would be such a positive sign for this season. It's also hard in training camp to, like, really get, I think, a good read on how much success they can have and CJ can have with helping him improve.
I think he's going to have an improved year. I just don't expect it to be leaps and bounds better. But offensive line better, running game better, receiving room should be better, tight end room really about the same, maybe more depth. I think he's set to have an improved year. I just don't think it's going to be, like, this substantial leap.
Yeah,
I think we're talking next offseason, still kind of like unsure on the CJ Stroud thing. But I do think he'll be improved. Do the Texans have enough depth at edge rusher?
Well, so I guess who's behind Daniil and
Dylan Horton, Will. Dominic Robinson, your boy.
Yeah.
And he's, Solomon
I like
Bird,
him.
Allie Gay. I think whenever Will Anderson and Daniil Hunter are going to play 60% of the snaps on the defensive edge position, I think you have enough depth.
I think you do, too.
Now, I think we could be the backup defensive ends, and you still get production there.
And, like, can you withstand injury? How many teams can? Like, how many teams can lose a Will Anderson? We've seen the Steelers for years. T.J. Watt goes down at some point in the season. He's impossible to replace. Like, it doesn't matter how much depth the Steelers have. You can't replace T.J. Watt. Same thing when J.J. was here in Houston. Same thing with Will Anderson
you
now.
You can never replace a Gary Bertier.
Yeah, you can't. You can't do it. So I guess the answer to that's no. They don't have enough depth. I'm just going to guess. You hope it never actually matters.
Yeah, I mean, I think they have the depth. They have the depth.
They've had better depth, though, in years past. I see your point that maybe it doesn't matter because Anderson and Hunter barely come off the field and no one can replace them.
Well, they come off the field a decent amount.
But I'm just saying, like, I mean, obviously with Autry, with Jerry Hughes, why am I forgetting the guy that was there last year? The other pass rusher.
Barnett?
Kind of an older, huh?
Derek Barnett?
Yeah, Derek Barnett. Like, they've had some quality pass rushers off the bench in years past. It feels like they have fewer of those this year.
Yeah, I think I totally agree. But, like, Derek Barnett was a first-round pick?
Maybe, I don't remember.
Ended up flaming out in Philly, and then Nick Caserio went and grabbed him. Like, Caserio and D'Amico have shown enough skill in adding to the defense that even if you have to add during the year from a guy that gets cut, I just kind of would bet on them that they're going to evaluate the right guys to bring in the depth of this team. So I'll say yes.
That might even be something that you do before week one.
Yeah.
That might be to do something you do whenever other teams are trimming from 90 to 53.
Yeah.
So I think that position could be an upgrade before you kick off. I think linebacker could be a spot where you look to bring in a guy who's on somebody else's 90 right now but not their 53. Maybe running back. Running back, I'm less confident in that now. It feels like they like their guys there a little bit. 713-780-3776. Looming Texan training camp's going to be here before you know it, boys. It's going to be here before
right after the
All-Star break.
Yeah.
It's going to be here. It's going to be right here. A few junkies. Junkie says let him be a decoy, and take the top off the defense. You're just not going to do that every single play.
No.
Like, can you do that some? Yes. Are you going to do that every single snap that he's on the field? No. How do they max out Jawar Juice in a limited role? I think he's going to be a distant backup.
Yeah, I think, like, the question of this offseason with the running back room is ultimately, like, do they trust Jawar enough to be the third guy? Or do they look at a veteran as guys get cut down to bring in to add to that room? I don't think they need to right away, but I wouldn't be upset if they went out and got a Najee Harris now or went and got a, you know, just someone that gets cut when roster cutdowns happen, like to add to that room. Because David Montgomery has been, he's largely healthy, but like you look through his career, he only has two seasons where he played in every single game. One of them's last year. Didn't start, obviously, in those games. Not that that truly matters, but his carries were down. I like Woody Marks, but he got hurt quite a bit. Felt like he was in the blue tent a lot last season.
Was
never in there for the whole game, it felt like. So maybe you can add to that room and add some depth to it, but it doesn't feel like it's very similar to defensive end, like you said. It's not a pressing need. I don't think there's a pressing need on this roster.
I would agree.
Right now. Like, maybe your third corner?
I think they like Jalen Smith.
Maybe that, like, and that's one of my questions, I guess, of camp, is does Jalen Smith play well enough in camp to secure that to where you feel good that if Stingley or Lassiter were get dinged up that you have enough depth there at the position? But, like, that's the only one. Because we saw last year Stingley was out the field. Like, it was a, you know, and honestly, anyone who's out there is going to be target number one for an opposing quarterback. That's almost an impossible position to replace with how good your corners already are. The next guy's going to look bad at their job, frankly.
Is Logan Hall any good? I like Logan Hall. I don't think he's going to play defensive end, though. I think he's more of a three tech. And I trust the Texans with any interior defensive lineman they bring in.
Yep.
Like, they hit there. Keeper LA, where do y'all rank Nico among the wide receivers in the NFL? Somewhere around 10.
Like, definitely top 15.
Somewhere around 10 for me.
I'd go a little higher, like 8.
8?
Yeah.
Let's play a game.
For me, it probably is going to come down to health of why he ends up being a little bit lower.
I think it's going to be lack of statistics because of the offensive philosophy. I think it's going to hurt him, production-wise, statistically-wise.
All right. A.J. Brown, higher or lower?
I don't like A.J. Brown.
Yeah.
Why did you start with A.J. Brown?
I'm going through the divisions.
I got a better way.
Okay.
Ja'Marr Chase.
Lower.
Oh, obviously Chase.
Chase.
Puka Nacua.
Chase.
Puka.
Puka.
JSN.
Sorry, JSN.
JSN.
Amon Ra St. Brown.
Amon Ra.
CeeDee Lamb.
CeeDee Lamb.
Justin Jefferson.
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 Drake London.
Nico.
I'm going to go. Oh,
I'd probably
tough.
Go. It's very tough. You could even go 6-1-way, half a dozen the other. I'm fine giving that a wash.
It's a wash because I think I would take London if he was on a different team. But
I mean,
I'll go wash.
Maybe that's where Nico fits in, 7-8-9 range.
Yeah.
Because I'm fine calling that a tie. A.J. Brown.
I'd take Nico.
I don't like A.J. Brown. See, here's the dilemma I have, though. Like, I think the guys that we're starting to talk about are going to have better statistical seasons.
Sure.
Even A.J.?
I think Nico's a better player. A.J., I think, will be tough. It depends on his health. But I think Drake London's going to put up better stats than Nico. But I think Nico's the better football player.
Yes, but I don't know. Like, I mean, two and Penix, like, are we sure that he's going to put
They're
up
gonna
better
They're going to force
numbers?
Him the ball.
Yeah, he's going to get a lot of targets.
They're going to force him the ball. Although they do have a lot of good offensive weapons.
I mean, they're going to feed Bijan still. So.
Feed Bijan. I hate Kyle Pitts, though.
I still don't know who else they're throwing to besides Kyle
that's
Pitts.
It.
Like, Ole Miss Zacchaeus?
Zachariah Branch.
Who?
Oh, the rookie out of Georgia. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see.
George Pickens.
I
think Nico's a better player. I think Pickens will put a better number.
Yeah, for sure.
I agree with that part. I think Nico's a better player, but Pickens will put a better
Devontae Smith.
I'll take Nico. Definitely Nico.
I'm interested to see what Devontae Smith's season looks like with no A.J. Brown. Like the clear-cut number one.
Yeah.
Especially It'll be interesting.
With Malachi being hurt.
Rashi Rice.
Nico.
Chris Olave.
Nico.
Nico.
See, that might be another one.
But that's one. That's,
stats better.
It's close for me. I think Olave's going to outstat him for sure.
Malik Nabers.
Nico, he's healthier.
I think if Malik Nabers is healthy,
he's better.
If Nabers
is healthy, I'd probably take Nabers.
But I just, you know, I don't trust it at this point. But.
Maybe it's that 8 to 12 range, 7 to 12 range for Nico. The German kits rep the Bavarian flag dingbat.
You just got called a dingbat.
Junkie, they are sweaters, not jerseys. They're not sweaters in soccer.
That's hockey, isn't it?
That's hockey,
That's a hockey thing. They don't wear sweaters on a soccer pitch whenever they need hydration breaks.
It's a kit.
It's not a sweater.
Yeah, it's a kit, not a jersey. You're right, B-Mac.
Who has more pressure going into next season, CJ or Dak? I think it's CJ.
CJ.
Dak's the highest paid quarterback in the NFL.
He's What's got his pressure?
He's got his bag.
Another junkie. Nico's around 12 to 15. I think that's too low. I think 12 is the end of the range. A.J. Brown, much more talented. A.J. Brown's the most overrated receiver in the NFL. So overrated. A junkie, love the show, boys. Thanks for entertaining me on a long drive back to Lafayette, Louisiana.
Ooh.
Make sure you get some boudin and crackling on the way home. You're welcome.
Hell yeah.
Do they play Tank on the outside or limit him to slot out of caution? I mean, I think the outside's safer.
Is slot more cautious? Like, I would say the opposite.
Because his routes are still going to be the same. Like, on
and
the outside,
exposed
the inside.
To more contact
slot,
inside.
You'd have more. Well, it depends on the offense.
Yeah, like,
you think slot would
lot.
Have. You think the slot would have more over the middle stuff.
Is that a blocking concern, that question?
Maybe.
I mean, Tank his rookie year when he was at his best was on the outside.
Yeah.
I think he's better on the outside than he is the slot. You wouldn't think that with his frame, but it's true. All right, 713-780-3776. More of the NFL Top 100 got released. How does this pertain to the Texans? Is it an indicator of some guys being on here, off of here? We'll discuss next. Jeremy and Joe live from Ducky McSweeney's on ESPN 97.5.
1976, Dean and Leasing opened their doors with one mission, making a vehicle easier, smarter, and more affordable than buying it the old-fashioned way. Right now, you can go to their website, dmautoleasing.com, or call 713-290-1000. And when you pick the car that you want, which you can find on their website, you can get into that brand-new lease vehicle in the next 24 to 72 hours. They'll bring the car right to you, to your office, your house, whatever. And they'll take your trade-in as well. And if you put my name, Joe George, on the website, dmautoleasing.com, even I might bring you that new lease vehicle. Check them out right now, 713-290-1000. And if you qualify, payments for low as $400 a month. Don't get stuck with that long-term negative equity. Lease a vehicle right now through D&M Leasing.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Huntington Bank Studios, located at Ducky McSweeney's Pub. Here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
This is Garrett Wilson, greater than Nico as well. I think Garrett Wilson's a more talented player than Nico.
Totally agree.
But he's an abysmal offense.
Yeah, like I don't think he's
going to. Although, I think that offense has a chance to be top 15 in the league this year.
Because they're going to suck.
Yeah.
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 Like they're going to be airing that thing out all the time.
But like I think Garrett Wilson's going to put up numbers this year because he's going to have a real quarterback.
Are we calling Geno a real quarterback?
He's capable enough to put up numbers, yes. Not win games. Not win games, Brian. But Geno Smith is capable to throw the ball up to good receivers.
He was so bad last year. I've seen a lot of people say that for the Jets' weapons. I just don't buy it.
Well, I'm not saying they're going to be good.
I know. I'm hearing what you're saying.
You don't think Geno Smith is capable of throwing the football to Garrett Wilson?
Well, I guess define how good you think Garrett Wilson would be. And
I think he's going to throw tons of picks. And I think he's going to lose a bunch of games. But I think he's going to get Garrett Wilson 100 receptions.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he can get to 100.
Well, how long did
he can sling it around. Like, I'm not saying he can sling it around well, but, I mean, they had, like, Tyrod Taylor there last year.
Yeah, and like, for sure. That,
Justin Fields?
Yeah.
Last year?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was.
Like, they had nobody that could get him the ball.
Yeah.
They had running backs playing the quarterback position. Geno's an actual quarterback.
What do you think his runway is?
Geno?
Yeah.
See, that's an issue.
We're like,
I mean, Geno's thrown for over 4,000 yards in two of the last 4 years.
Yeah, I wonder, like, when
was
they
put
in.
Was one of those last year?
What's that?
Was one of those last year?
No, last year was 3,000. 3,000 last year, 4,300 the year prior to that, 3,600 the year prior to that, 4,200 the year prior to that.
He just fell off so hard last year. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think something the Raiders are brutal.
Yeah, I just wonder.
What do you mean by out, though?
I'm out on the idea that all the Jets' weapons are going to have this massive glow-up.
Oh, I think they're going to have a blow-up. Blow-up's maybe too strong a word, but I think they're all going to have way better numbers than a year ago. Garrett Wilson went from being one of the best receivers in the NFL to doing absolutely nothing because he had terrible quarterback play. He went from 101 catches to 36 catches.
He was also hurt.
But he had 36 catches in seven games. That's a little less than six catches a game.
What makes me nervous about him is like whenever they hand it to Klubnik.
Well, six catches a game would be almost 100.
I mean, he had 36 catches in seven games.
Yeah.
So he was averaging.
Well, six catches a game would be
5.1 catches a game.
That'd be a little over 100, right?
5.1.
He was on an 87 catch pace. That's still a 14 catch slippage. Yards per game dropped by almost 10.
I'm not saying he was good. I'm just saying that catch number isn't like a bad catch number.
It's a 20 catch drop.
87 to 101?
14 catch drop.
Okay.
14 catch drop.
That was Joe math right there.
Joe math.
14. I was rounding. 14 catch drop and
rounding up favorably.
And almost 10 yards per game.
Yeah. No, I think he's having a good
year.
That's
a big drop.
My concern is whenever they hand it to Klubnik, is like, when does that happen?
That could be an issue.
So, like, from like a fantasy perspective, are you going to be relying on Garrett Wilson with Cade Klubnik as your quarterback, as his quarterback in the playoffs? Is like that be my concern with Garrett Wilson?
And, like, I don't know. I could even see that happening even sooner than the fantasy playoffs just because if Aaron Glenn's coaching for his job, he's trying to catch lightning in a bottle with a rookie.
100%.
That could be like week four.
I don't think he's good enough to be week four.
Maybe it's more like after the bye, whenever the bye is.
So, like, where I agree with Brian is, like, are we sure Aaron Glenn's the coach in week five?
No.
Like, it's like if they go 0-4, does the offensive coordinator, whoever that is, just put Klubnik in? When he takes over early in the season, like, but like,
I forgot who their OC was.
Who is it?
Frank Reich.
Oh,
is it really?
No, I lied.
Made it up.
I didn't know that.
Did y'all bet on Germany and Ecuador game? We did. We had Germany -1, lost that. We had the over/under 3, pushed that. Telling someone from Lafayette to get Boudin and Cracklin is asinine. He's not a tourist. You know what? That's a great take. You're right. That's a fair critique. Although every time I think of I-10 West, it's all I think about. So that's the reason for that. Tet McMillan has top 10 potential. I couldn't agree more. I think he's a stud.
With Bryce?
Yeah.
I think he's a top 10 talented receiver. I don't know if he gets top 10 with Bryce.
That's an offensive philosophy coach, though.
It is, but they finished like 27th in points per game.
Yeah, but Bryce is capable of getting the ball to receivers.
Yeah, he's really like,
and he's actually number one last year in deep ball through like percentage or whatever. Shockingly to me, but I read that yesterday.
That is shocking.
I couldn't believe it.
That is shocking.
He's capable of getting the ball to people. Brees and G5 to the moon. Geno can throw hands apparently. Yeah, but not with men.
No,
allegedly.
Allegedly.
Tet with a top 100 quarterback, says a junkie. That's a great point.
He does have
Bryce
a top
100
quarterback.
Bryce Young is a number 98 ranked player in the NFL top 100 player list. How many quarterbacks will be on the NFL top 100?
I'm going to say 16.
I'm going to say 19.
Brian?
Yeah, Bryce is on there already. Yeah, I think we might get 20 total.
Give me the over.
Give me
on 16.
Yeah, give me the over.
So 16 and a half is the number?
I'll take the over. You want to bet that?
No, I don't. I don't want to bet it.
All right. Just seeing.
Do we have any outstanding bets?
I'm not sure we do.
Hey, what day did Hunter Brown come back?
Oh, was there a bet there?
June something?
We can look it up.
I don't know if it was
June 11th, maybe.
Bet, but we had a Hunter Brown return guess.
I think we did. I think we did have a bet. I won.
You did win. You have June 30th.
Y'all owe me drinks.
You owe me a drink, though.
Why?
Rockets over under.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, we can watch that out.
I bet on Hunter Brown, too?
Yeah, you said July 4th.
Damn.
I said July 3rd.
Oh, that's right. I said for America. He's going to come back for America.
Oh, we do have some outstanding bets.
I forgot about that.
We can wipe that out. Rockets, you good with that?
Yeah, I'm good
Rockets,
with that.
Hunter Brown return. Just wipe that out.
Okay.
Brian was dead last. We're actually doing him a favor. And then
we have
$25 for best defense in the NFL.
Yeah, I'm gonna lose.
You're
that.
On yes, I'm on no, points per game. And then we're on $25 for Mike Vrabel, head coach, week one, 2027.
Oh, that's right.
Joe's no, we're in yes.
2027? Okay.
It's in play. They could be bad.
Yeah, I just make sure I heard that right.
You got time.
What?
He can sleep with more NFL reporters.
He's tied it?
The A's just took the lead in the top of the ninth.
Oh, nice.
That was a swing game for us.
It was.
Well, it's not over.
No, it's not. But, like, at least they were down one going to the ninth. They're up 7-6 now. So
nice. Give me the – good job, A's.
I want to hear Jenny Kavanagh's call of it.
Good on y'all. She takes a lot of days off.
Oh, does she?
I don't get it, man.
She like Patrick Ewing?
Maybe she's on my maternity leave.
That's a wild guess.
Why does she get so many? I mean, women get more days off than men because they have kids.
Yeah, but it would be spread out over a long period of time. It's whenever they hit bed rest.
Well, maybe she. I'm saying maybe she hit that.
Okay, maybe.
Maybe she hit the windows. What I'm saying, because every time I've seen highlights of the A's since they played the Astros, it's some dude who's not Jenny Kavanagh.
Oh.
So I'm wondering if maybe she went on. You know, she's having a baby soon or something, or just had a baby. Just wondering.
Yeah, if you ever run into her, ask her if she's pregnant.
We can ask TK. TK runs into her all the time. Hey, TK, was Jenny Kavanagh pregnant? Just wondering. Haven't heard from
First
her in a while.
First question tomorrow.
He'd be taking it back.
He would be.
You know what? He's a pro, though. He'd answer it.
He'd be like, Jenny's the best.
We should ask TK who his favorite Major League broadcaster is.
When her conversations are had with each other, they go a long way.
When she sees me, she says, hello.
Junkie said I-10 east, not west. It depends on which way you're driving, Junkie. It depends on which direction you're going.
Yeah, yeah.
713-780-3776. Oh. The couple more on the NFL top 100 list have been released, Joe.
Yes.
I think this is another example that Aziz is not going to be on the NFL top 100 list.
Oh, he's out.
DeMario Davis from the Jets was ranked number 95 today. He had 143 tackles last year. Great year, way more than Aziz. And then 94, Creed Humphrey, center for the Kansas City Chiefs. And then 93 was Carson Schweisinger.
Another linebacker.
Linebacker had 151 tackles. He was a second-round draft pick 2 years ago? That was a good pick. He's been a good football player for them.
Yeah, rookie of the year.
What year? Last year or the year before?
2025, yeah.
Okay, so he was rookie last year.
Yeah, AP defensive rookie of the year. And then, that's a good fit for him. Yeah, Aziz not making it.
Definitely not.
I didn't think we'd see this many linebackers this early to make it that obvious, but he's out.
So what does that put us at, 5?
So what do we say?
Nico, Stroud, Will, Hunter, and Sting?
Stingley.
Lassiter?
So I think Lassiter's in.
So that'd be 6 for you.
So I'm at 5 because I'm even though Bryce is on there, I'm not convinced about Stroud.
I think Stroud's going to be on there.
I think it's in play.
If Houston might riot. But where do you start to worry? Not that you really care about this,
80.
But like, okay, so Stroud's not unveiled by 80. You're like, oh, he's not on it.
It's just the players vote for this. And I think going toe-to-toe with Matt Stafford versus having 5 fumbles and 5 interceptions in 2 playoff games might sway Bryce to being on this list and CJ being off of it. So that's where, like, I still think there's a chance CJ's not on it, but I think 80 would be where I'm like, if he's not there by 80.
He's not on it.
He's not on it.
Do you think that last year's rankings influenced this at all?
See, I
was a little stunned that Stroud was 39th last year.
So was I, and I think it does, because I think players would look at it and be like, well, if Stroud was 39 last year.
I don't think they remember where they ranked at the
year before. Well, I think they just look at it. It's on Wikipedia, like, you know, just be like, how do I put this guy 39 last year? I don't remember where I voted for him. Yeah. And how do I vote for him outside the top 100?
Also, I wonder what their bios look like when they're voting, you know? Like, it might have some details. It might have some information.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know how they're – like, I would like to know that. Like, is there a hanging chat in place? Are they stuffing the ballot? You know, maybe Stroud's – maybe he's tainting the ballot. Maybe he's fixing the vote.
Telling all his buddies from Ohio State that are in the league, vote for me, please.
He's kind of popular. So
yeah,
it kind of helps him.
He seems that way, yeah. But I think 80 is that number where if he's not on there by 80, I think he'll be off.
Yeah.
Even though that'd still be a, you know, what, 21 spot drop if he's not 80. But
yeah, I was going to say 75, but same ballpark. Which Texan besides CJ has the most pressure this season? Can include coaches and front office. Nick Kaley.
I think it's Stroud, Kaley, 1-2.
Nick Kaley for sure.
I mean, after that,
it's kind of it. Nick Caserio, maybe distant third?
Yeah, because, like, I wouldn't say the offensive linemen have pressure because they're all kind of equal to me. Maybe Ariante?
Huh. Okay.
I mean, Rutledge, you could say, has some pressure.
Yeah, he's a rookie, though.
I have a hard time putting him in that category because he's a rookie.
I just, because of what he would mean if he's able to play center to the construction of the rest of the line, I think that's some pressure.
Yeah, I think it's valid. I just don't know how much... Yeah, I think it's valid. I think everybody else is a distant third. I really do.
Yeah, I do too. Like, I don't know who else would be. I mean, maybe Nico has some pressure.
Nico Collins?
Well, yeah. Just from like a team perspective of, like, did you have to pay him this contract? And you went out and did.
It's still favorable, though.
It is.
Even though you gave him a bump for no good reason than to take care of him, it's still, like, relative to the rest of the league, favor a team-friendly figure.
Yeah, like, I wouldn't say Kamari's on there.
No.
Would you put Tank on there?
No.
To prove he still has it?
No.
A triple knee surgery?
I mean, he's coming up on a new contract next year. Like, he's got to prove something.
Yeah, but just off the injury, I think I would put Noel.
Oh, Noel's a good call.
In front of Tank.
Me too. I mean, everybody has pressure to perform because you got to put it on tape and make money and all that.
I just say Tank because he'll be due for a new contract.
No, I get that. Nico needs to show us something, says a junkie. Dana Brown needs to be out of that list because the Texans do extremely well and the Astros season doesn't go well. Jim Crane isn't going to like being the number two show in Houston again. Interesting. Nick is a bust in my book. Nick Caserio?
That's insane.
G the G, just watched the last of that Germany game. I agree with Joe. Those uniforms of the goalie in pink from head to toe. Of course they lost. It was a setup. G the G.
Joe was right.
All right, do you want to draw a winner? $500 gift card to the Republic Boot Company. Congratulations. See who wins.
Ronald Gill.
Good. Congratulations, Ronald.
Joe also a winner for getting a name he can pronounce.
Makes it nice and easy.
Congratulations, Ronald Gill. You're going to the Republic Boot Company with a $500 gift card in hand. I hope you enjoy, and you will. All right, let's talk about the quarterbacks in this division. I saw the Texan Symposium or whatever they call themselves. What is it, Landry, Stoots, Pendergast, and the new guy from Dallas?
Something like that.
It's like Texas Symposium or something like that. All those guys do a good job, but they were power-ranking quarterbacks in the division. Let's do that. Let's steal their idea. 713-780-3776. Jeremy and Joe live from Ducky McSweeney's on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Huntington Bank Studios, located at Ducky McSweeney's Pub. Here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
He's Joe George. I'm Jeremy Branham. 713-780-3776. Somebody said David Montgomery most approved. Prove you're an RB1. That's a fair call.
Yeah, it's fair.
I like that one.
Outside the box a little bit.
That's a good point.
I think he's just legit, but.
Do you think he's legit?
Yeah, I think so. That's a good point.
I fear the fans are overrating him a little bit.
Montgomery?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's yes. Because they're expecting him to be, I think, a top 10 running back in the NFL next year.
Oh, that's an overrated, yeah.
He's not that guy.
I think it's a bit of an overreaction. I like Montgomery. I don't think he's going to be a top 10 running back.
I think we could still be happy with Montgomery, though, if he even if he doesn't rush for 1,000 yards.
That's a low bar.
See, I agree.
If he's good in short yardage, he's good in the goal line.
There it is.
And the receivers are who clearly you guys think they are, then I think we can still be happy if he rushes for like 950, but he gives us, I don't know, 12 touchdowns.
I disagree. Like the entire offseason has been like building around the running attack.
But that could also include Woody Mark's giving you 400 or 500.
I hear you. I just have a tough time believing if Montgomery's shy of 1,000 yards, this running game's any good.
See, I disagree, because if it's an efficient 900 yards and he's good at the goal line and Woody Marks continues to take a step forward, you can have a really good running game even
I just don't
with
see
David Montgomery giving you the big
They're talking
number.
About him being the true number one back on this team.
I just don't buy that link, that talk, I mean, I guess.
If he's healthy for 17 games, that's 58 yards per game.
I know, it's not a lot.
Like, it's not much.
It's not a lot.
Now, injury's
a factor.
But
he's not going to play 17.
Yeah.
Right. If he had 950 yards in 14 games, different story.
Yeah.
Different story. So maybe it's more of how much he averages a game. If he's averaging under 60 a game?
Efficient.
That's rough.
Like, I think in a perfect world, what do you want him? Like, 85?
Yeah, I think it's fine. 75, 85. I don't need some crazy number.
Yeah, like somewhere between 75 and 95 a game.
That's a big range.
I know.
95 yards is asking a lot.
Well, he's going to have those games, but then he might
also. I mean, what is that over a course of a season?
Just give me somewhere between 75 and 85, I'd be pleased.
Okay.
75, 85 yards a game. Woody Marks, 15, 20, something like that.
Yeah, 95 yards a game is 1,600 yards.
That's a bit much. But that was also the high end of his range.
Yeah. I mean, 17 a game is 1,275.
That's a little high, too. But we don't think he's going to play every game.
Yeah.
No, I think if he's over, I don't know, 4.5 a carry gets you 60 yards a game.
Oh, that'd be huge.
Yeah, 4.5 a carry, 60 yards a game. Woody Marks is good. I think you're fine.
4.5 sounds good to me.
Yeah.
That sounds really good.
It's probably too optimistic, but yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a bit high. But sounds good.
I mean, to your point, like how much they're talking about running the ball and it being the point of emphasis on this offense, 4.5 feels like it'd be the goal.
Junkie says if Montgomery can be Mixon, it's fine. See, that to me is a high bar.
Yeah, Mixon was what, about 1,200 or just about 1,200 yards, I think?
I thought he was really good in 2024.
We're talking about the top 100. He was on the list.
I don't think Montgomery's going to get Mixon's total yards.
No, I don't either. Clearly.
I will say under on that. So, like, if he's Mixon, that would be a huge win, massive win. I think he's shy of that. Mixon played 14 games in 24. And had just over 1,300 total yards.
I don't think
Montgomery gets to 1,300 total yards.
I don't see that either.
I don't think Montgomery gets to 1,300 total yards if he plays every game.
I don't either.
No. I don't think so. I think it's like 1,100.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
1,300 total yards would be great. Maybe we'll monitor
especially,
that.
I mean, Montgomery's 1,300 is a lot.
1,300.
Especially when you consider he's probably going to do nothing as a receiver.
Right.
So that's going to be pretty much all rushing.
I saw somebody try to like tout him as a three-down back. I don't see that. I don't see
he's
it.
He's never been that.
So I think he's your early down back.
Well, maybe that second year in Chicago where he exploded.
And plus, I want Woody to become the third down back anyways. So, yeah.
So David Montgomery for on fantasy points is projected at 1,115 yards.
I think I'll take the under on that.
I think I'd take slightly the over.
Well, that's better than Mixon.
Yeah. Like, I mean, like 1,120 yards. Like right there.
What's the Vegas line on his yards? Do you have it?
I don't have one on that yet. I was looking to see if I could find it. But
I don't think he's only done this once in his career.
That second year in Chicago. Yeah, it's been a while. That was what,
21? Now that year he 21? Went over 1,500.
Yeah, it just feels like he's going to.
I don't think he's going to do it.
I think he's going to
29
carry the
years
ball
old.
Yeah.
I don't think he'll get to 1,300. Do you want to bet on this one?
No. I'll bet on it when I see the Vegas line.
Okay,
yeah,
find
the Vegas line.
Yeah, once the Vegas line's out for.
Well, you got the fantasy line.
Is it not out now?
Yeah, I don't.
I bet someone's got it. I'll search.
It's probably out there. Power rank the AFC South quarterbacks for me, right quick.
Trevor Lawrence 1, CJ Stroud 2, Daniel Jones 3,
Cam Ward.
That's who I'm looking for. Four.
I'll flip-flop the last two. I'll take Cam Ward over Daniel Jones because of the Achilles injury, and I think Ward's going to have a sizable improvement with Daboll as his OC.
Sorry, let me. Is this going into the season or at the end of the season?
We're talking about the kind of the guy you have the most confidence in.
Okay, so I think going into the season, like, that's my one through four. I think by the end of the season, Cam Ward's definitely three.
Okay.
But I think he also could go as high as two.
So this is my caveat.
Okay.
I always rank these quarterbacks based on who I would want to win me a football game, not numbers-wise. So just winning a football game, I'd go Lawrence, Stroud, Ward, Jones. I think Cam Ward's going to have a better fantasy season than Stroud, though.
Agreed.
Okay.
So I think as a show we're going to bet the over. The DraftKings line for David Montgomery's rushing yards this year is 774.5.
That's not total yards.
No, it's rushing.
Boy.
774?
Because I thought I was.
You said 774?
Yeah, 774.5.
How many games does he play?
I'll say 14.
If he gets.
That's 55 yards a game.
I think he gets there.
I do too. I'll take the over on that.
I would.
That even, seems light.
Even though I feel pessimistic. I guess compared to you guys, but I would still take the over on that. I think that's too low.
That's low.
I think Vegas is overreacting to a season last year.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
We won our A's game.
Nice.
Junkie says, give me Ward over CJ. I think he'll be a better fantasy quarterback than CJ. But that's not winning games. Maybe we're being homer with Stroud over Ward.
Maybe, but neither one run from a fantasy perspective. So, I mean, I would still take CJ in fantasy.
Really?
Yeah.
I would not.
Really?
Yeah.
I would not.
Over Ward, not over the other two.
Honestly, part of it is Jeremy's Jets argument, is that the Titans are going to be down more.
Game script, baby.
Yeah, game script is more
also
beneficial
defensive, to Cam. I mean, they're also both defensive coaches, so I think that factors out
a little bit.
I
like the...
Yeah, but they add Daboll.
Yeah, Daboll versus, you know... That
would be advantage Titans, yeah.
Significant Titans upgrade. And I just think they're going to get down more. Like, they're going to be forced to pass in a way that CJ is not going to be forced to this season.
That would help Cam Ward as far as yards. I think CJ throws for more touchdowns.
It's probably fair.
Oh, I don't. He's always struggling in the red zone.
Want to bet?
Bet who throws more touchdowns?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've been trying to make bets today.
I'll bet a drink on that. Okay. Not your top shelf crap, though. Brian's the I'll bet you a drink, but my drink's $15 to your $3 drink.
Your drink's not $3.
He is the king of that. You have to order a happy hour crappy beer.
Sure.
I'm going to order a top shelf whiskey.
Which side are you taking?
I'm going to take Ward over Stroud touchdown passes.
Can I jump in on this?
Yeah, I don't care.
All right, I'll join you.
You're going to bet on my side?
I'm on Cam Ward.
Traitor.
So are you betting? Is he betting two of his bets?
Well, I'm not going to pay out both of you.
Maybe if we had a third wheel, we could all equate Brian's drink to one of each for all of us. His Top Chef Bruce.
You'll get two drinks if you win.
I ordered Jack. I didn't even go Top Shelf.
You get two Jacks if you win. We get one beer each.
That's fair.
No.
Why not?
You're saying he's going to get two Jacks to my one beer?
Because we're each going to pay for one.
Right, but I'm having to pay for a Jack, and he's having to pay for my beer?
The prices are not that different.
Please. You just see how much the one I bought him for.
It was Jack. It's not Top Shelf.
$15 Jack.
No, it wasn't.
Okay.
I'll do a Jack to your Jack.
Oh, that's fair.
Okay, all right. Deal. I'm in on that, too.
Now I'm buying two?
A Jack bet.
Yeah, but mine's not going to have Coke
Let's
in it.
Let's phrase it differently.
So we're betting Jack.
We're betting Jack.
So we're both on Cam Ward?
Yeah, just for reference, last year, CJ Stroud threw 19 touchdowns, Cam Ward threw 15. So I'll take Cam Ward.
So we're on Ward. Ride it in the dog, Brian.
All right.
All right, 713-780-3776. Junkie says I'll go with Brian. Yeah, but we don't make bet with listeners anymore because of Junior Broncos. Yes. Junior Broncos bet me a bottle on an Alex Bregman contract, and Junior Broncos still has not paid that bottle. So because of Junior Broncos, I don't make bets with listeners unless you want to hold the bet, the stakes,
in escrow.
Yeah. How long ago was that bet? It's been years, right?
It was whenever Bregman left in free agency. So I'll make bet with listeners, but the bet and the stakes have to be held in escrow for me to do it.
Yeah.
So if you want to do that, we can do that. We can arrange that. yes, 3338, that is what's happening. Yes, 8807, that is what's happening. but I'm not going to repeat it. 713-780-3776. Junkie of the day. Who's your junkie of the day? We'll tell you next. It's Jeremy and Joe live from Ducky McSweeney's on ESPN at 97.5.
This crazy world is home to all kinds of junkies.
I got a junkie for a wife. Don't eat nothing.
Some worthless junkie.
We're adrenaline junkie.
Because I'm a news junkie. Okay, I'm a Twitter junkie.
An elephant that's a junkie.
But only one can be the junkie of the day.
You're acting like I'm some kind of speed junkie.
What loser will be the winner? Find out with Jeremy and Joe.
Shut the f*** up, junkie.
The junkie says he's going to Venmo me $15, CJ over Ward. Can we make bets legally on air with junkies?
Why not?
I guess we'll find out. All right.
we already got canceled by YouTube, so let's add another one.
Send me the $15 at Jeremy-Branham. And then if you win, I will send back 30.
Okay.
At Jeremy-Branham, 0045. Let me know, like, with a football emoji or something. Or something cute. Give me a cute emoji. That way I know it's you. And you'll probably have to remind me because I'll forget if you win the bet.
Yeah, definitely remind him.
But I'll do that, 0045. Venmo me the 15 at Jeremy-Branham. And then if you win the bet, remind me. And it's passing touchdowns this year.
Yes.
Yes.
Passing touchdowns this year.
Regular season only.
Regular season only.
Because the Titans aren't going to make the playoffs anyway.
Just to really lock it down and make it simple.
Yeah. Regular season, passing touchdowns. I won't even do the injury stuff. I won't do the injury provisions to make it complicated. We won't do that. So Venmo me $15 at Jeremy-Branham. Hit me up with a cute emoji, maybe a football emoji, maybe an eye emoji, maybe a peach emoji, because baby got back. And then if you win, I'll send you back 30. There you go.
All right.
What's coming up next on the airwaves?
ESPN National, right, Joe?
Yep.
ESPN
Today's
National
Thursday.
Coming up next after us, so keep it here. Tomorrow, I want to remind you, we will be at By the Wayside. So come hang out with us, watch your football with us, spend your Friday with us. Not a better way to spend your Friday than with Jeremy and Joe. Also, we want to thank Ducky McSweeney's for having us out. Always great vibes here at Ducky McSweeney's. They have the couches. They have the sushi bar right through that hidden door. They have good drinks. They have fabulous food, great food. So if you're in the area, swing by Ducky McSweeney's tonight. Your spot to watch some soccer, a couple of matches about to begin. And then the Americans play their last group stage game a little bit later today. Also, our sweats of the day, we went 2-1-1.
Okay.
We made 1.4 units today. On the week, we're up 4.9 units. And on the year, we're up 3.75 of a unit.
That's good.
So, good week, boys. See if we can continue it tomorrow. The World Cup's been great for us.
You got a read on tonight? USA?
I haven't looked at it.
USA is minus 122. Over-under in the game is 2.5.
I just don't know how much they're going to really try.
I know.
Like, these are always the weird ones to bet because they literally have nothing to play for.
I'm looking at the draw. It's plus 335.
Have they sent out their lineup yet?
I've not seen it.
They play at 9?
Yeah.
They probably won't be out until 8.
You tweet what's wrong with Pinocchio's lineup?
Yeah.
Good call.
Yeah, I do. All right, 713-780-3776. Junkie of the day. Who is your junkie of the day, Joe?
The Mets. Sorry. The Mets with 6 E's.
Who says that?
Well, they had 6 errors last night.
Oh.
Six infield errors.
Each infielder got an error last night.
Yeah, Vinto had 2, I know.
Comical error. Comical
they
game
suck.
Last night.
Yeah,
awful
they suck.
Game.
They Gary Cohen gave up.
They've given up 50 runs in their last 5 games.
Why do they suck so bad?
I don't know. Like,
Sean and I were talking about this earlier. Do the Mets and how bad they are despite their payroll kind of make the opposite argument of why we need a salary cap?
Yeah.
It's like, well, you still can't just throw money and automatically be good.
You can try to buy your way to a championship, but you're not always going to be the Dodgers.
It's just so funny sometimes that they hired the Stearns, though. Like, you think they would be good.
Yeah, but, like, it shows, like, it's just something about Milwaukee, man. Like, they find a way. They trade for Freddie Peralta. And then he has like a 4+ ERA this year.
They're super old, though. Like, this is why I don't like getting old. Like, Bo Bichette, he's only 28, but he's been terrible. Francisco Lindor's making $34 million. Marcus Semien, $35, $24 million. Sean Manaea, $34, $22 million. Senge, $15 million. Devin Williams, $15 million. All these guys are in their 30s.
I saw Soto and Lindor played in 9 games together this season.
Wow.
So, but 6 errors in 1 game is comically bad.
That's a bad team.
Very bad team.
It's a bad baseball team. Tyrion Arnold, for me, what he's alleged for, he's been arrested and is facing multiple felony charges which carry a potential sentence of up to life in prison. So, Tyrion Arnold, my junkie of the day. And then also this J.P. Morgan executive fired for her actions during the Knicks parade. Did you see this? She, like, stole a trash can.
Yeah, she did.
And she got fired over it.
Yeah, she was, like, the DEI specialist there and took a trash can. Can't do that.
She, like, emptied it, too. Like, this is, like, I'm not sure what's worse, like, stealing the trash can or emptying the trash can on the streets in New York.
If it's the same lady that I saw, she literally, as you said, dumped a trash can full of trash out of the street and just walked away.
Yeah.
That's the worst part to me. Like, right. Take the trash can. I don't care.
Honestly, it's Knicks uniform.
99% of the time, I would agree with you guys. But like, it's New York. They don't have trash like behind buildings. So when you walk through Times Square in these places, all the trash from the restaurants just sits on the street anyways. So what's the difference?
Well, don't add to it. Don't make it
worse.
This
isn't the public streets.
That's where they put it normally. I mean, what she did?
They put it in the alleys.
Not always.
She emptied the trash can.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's. It sucks she got fired for her, I guess. I think it's a great move. Just like, give me the Mets trash can. It's a good add to the apartment.
What do you got, Brian?
I'll nominate Vuvuzelas indoors.
No, it's great.
It is, but it's also, like, really loud.
Nah. Yeah.
We need more Vuvuzela.
Vuvuzelas indoors is like playing baseball with a hardball indoors.
Yeah, probably.
All right, what's winning?
It did make me think that we should have gotten the ESPN 97.5 Vuvuzelas.
That would have been cool.
I would change my opinion for that.
Yeah, just we should have got those from TNT Insurance and just
have it for the listener party. You gotta.
Oh, that's a good idea.
You got 2 months.
August 28th, listener party.
Somebody says the T-Wolves trade. Terrible trade.
For which side?
YouTube getting banned.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's probably the junkie of the day.
YouTube, that's
the
winner.
Probably
Josh
the winner.
Says Terry and Arnold.
Can't we beat Terry and Arnold?
It's pretty bad, but it's alleged. We do process.
But apparently they have video and text, so it's not much.
Two people who are already part of this have
allegedly.
Two people have already pled guilty who are a part of this.
Brutal.
So
it feels hard to
Terry and Arnold.
It is alleged.
I think right now we have to go Terry and Arnold. We can retroactively do the YouTube channel when it comes out.
Congratulations, Terry Arnold. You're our junkie of the day. It's going to do it for us. Thanks to AJ for doing the hard work back at Gal. Brian, Onside Engineering. He's Joe. I'm Jeremy. We'll talk to you tomorrow, Houston, out at By the Wayside. Thank you to Dougie McSweeney's today. Talk to you tomorrow, Houston. Good night.
We have the tech to get food delivered in 15 minutes, but we all have horror stories about buying tickets. The Game Time app gives fans the advantage. Get amazing tickets in just a few taps. Fees are included, so what you see is what you pay. And the Game Time guarantee means authentic tickets at the best price every time. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets to concerts, sports, comedy, and more with Game Time. Download the Game Time app and create an account for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply.